T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
A former quarterback for University of Arizona, the one and only Ron Veal. Some people even call him the quarterback whisperer.
You know this as a coach. It's a pleasure to see these kids do well and be successful. Like I always tell them, if you do the work, everything else will take care of itself. But you really got to be responsible for the work.
Big one way, Field stumbling.
So good ones, they can process information, they can process situation, good, bad, or ugly. They don't show you any emotion. Them the ones you have to really, really sit down and say, yeah, he's going to be something different. I enjoy watching them. I hurt when they hurt. I'm happy when they're happy, you know? And you know this feeling is you just sit back and watch them and just be proud that they put in the work to get where they are.
Fields under some pressure, throws on the run, lost one of the end zone, it is caught. It's Moody for the touchdown.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight, you know, it's a process. So, like I said before, I'm just trying to take it day by day and literally focusing on getting better and improving every day.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons on The Score.
Thrilled to be joined by Justin Fields' quarterback coach since sixth grade. What an unbelievable journey. Sixth grade to the Chicago Bears, 11th pick in the draft. Ron Veal with us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Ron, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
We're good, thank you.
Yeah, we're doing very well. You know, we saw the pictures of the workouts go across social media, and we're like, oh yeah, damn, like what a perfect person to call and check in with on like the biggest story and Bears fans' hope for the near term and long term future on Justin Fields. How the workouts going this offseason?
They went well. You know, he's back in Chicago now, but he was home for like 2 months, so we did maybe 15, 16 sessions together, individual sessions, and just working on a few things because, you know, they got a new offensive coordinator and a new coach. So we're just trying to implement some of the things that they will be going over here in the next couple of weeks.
What specifics about that can you share with us?
Well, you know, just drops and making sure his time is good. We're trying to speed up his drops a little bit more, trying to speed up his delivery a little bit more so he can throw the ball on time instead of waiting on the get out of break, a little bit more anticipation. So those are the things we focus on.
Is it new stuff based on new coordinator that he's got to work on, or do you also then, Ron, have an opportunity to work on stuff that you watched last year, that he experienced last year, and try to improve that stuff too?
Well, both of those. Really worked on like his ball security and his drop and his ball carriage and his drops, trying to get him a little bit more secure. Along with some of the new stuff that they will be doing under the new coordinator. It was a combination of both.
It's interesting on the ball security and his ball carriage, how you put it. Yeah, because there were fumbles, and a lot of those were due to the crazy pressure that was in his face a lot, but you feel like there's some stuff that he could learn there. Tell us about ball carriage. That's interesting.
Yeah, we're just trying to get it more secure and a little bit closer to his body. And if he does feel pressure or have pressure, you know, a sack is not a bad thing. You can always punt. But a turnover gives the offense on the opposing team another series to get plays under their belt, and who knows what happens from there. But really trying to get it a little bit little bit closer to his body, a little tighter, where it's not so loose, and be in a position to get to his, get out of his pre-pass a little bit quicker, you know?
How do you balance his natural inclination to look for the home run shot, you know, the touchdown to check down mentality, and his improvisational skills to extend the play with, hey, man, sometimes it's okay to take a sack? How do you balance that?
Well, we talked a lot about that as well. We talked about more just taking the check downs when they're there. He would always say, sometimes I'm doing way too much. And he understands that from watching film. It's like, there are situations where I could have taken a check down, and if the sack takes place, it takes place. But as long as we don't turn the ball over and give them extra downs to participate in the game, we're okay with that, in my opinion. Now, his coaching staff might say something different for us, like, you know, sacks are not okay. Get to try to get the ball out or try to get rid of the ball and avoid the sack. But I think the check downs, if he go through his progressions the right way, get to the check down, a lot of that stuff will take care of itself for the sacks and everything else.
We're talking to Justin Fields, his quarterback coach since the sixth grade, Ron Veal. At the beginning, you know, you said, but like some of the stuff that the coaches wanted him to work on, like the speeding up his drop, speeding up his delivery. And then there you said, you know, maybe they would say something different. So are you in touch with Luke Getsy, or are you doing what Justin says they want him to do? How's the communication between you, the private quarterback coach, and the team's coaching staff?
Well, it's through Justin. And okay. So when our sessions take place, he would bring the information that he wanted to work on. And we would work on that information because he would have Donnell Mooney down and he had the tight end down, Cole. So those things were worked on in sessions, what they wanted him to work on.
That's great.
It's interesting. And you're talking to Ron Veal, Justin Fields' quarterback coach. You know, when we've talked about teaching a young quarterback, someone had used the phrase to me, the sequence of exposure. Like, it matters what you teach and, like, what order. And the way that it was, they were talking about it was like, boy, if you feel unprotected on the edges, like those, like there's not a lot of max protect or chip help, if you feel like there, you might get clobbered, then it's harder to learn other things. Would you agree with that as a thought process, that a young quarterback needs to feel safe and protected in the pocket before he can truly learn some of the other nuances of the offense?
Yes, I do agree with that. You know, to a certain extent, sometimes quarterback has to make sure the protection is right for him to protect himself. And I think it works hand in hand. The more safe or secure he feels, he can start getting the ball out a little bit quicker and eliminate some of that stuff happening to him for us, like the hits or the sacks.
Because we were going crazy here last year, Ron. Like that Cleveland game plan,
yeah,
was just insane to see those defensive ends allowed that freedom. Were you going crazy like we were watching some of that?
Yeah, it was bad. I was supposed to be at that game because that's his first start. But the way the airlines worked at that time, I didn't make it. I'm kind of glad I did because he took a beating that day. But yeah, it was kind of crazy and weird at the same time. Why would you leave those two guys with no help?
Did you ever get an explanation?
No, I didn't. I know he was a little pissed about it, but I didn't get an explanation. And I really didn't ask because I know he was in a situation where he was really pissed off about it.
That game specifically or the year overall? Because it felt like there were just asking him to do a lot with very little help.
Well, you know, I think that game, because that was his first official start, but, you know, he played well at times and you know, he struggled at times, which is what happened with rookie quarterbacks. But I think he had a lot of information to learn from and get better from, you know, during the offseason. And I think that's going to help him this season be a little bit more productive and a little bit more careful and cautious with the ball.
Yeah, that makes sense. I you know, hopefully the way it's supposed to work, right? That Justin learned a bunch and then can now go to Luke Getsy, go to Matt Eberflus and say, and go to you, obviously, in your sessions, all right, I need this. Did he express anything that he needs to really feel secure and be the best quarterback that he can be?
Yeah, he just wanted, like I said earlier, he just wanted to get better at the little things, like for us, his drops, you know, his sets, his movements, not being off balance and not doing too much when he make a move in the pocket, delivering the ball on time and with anticipation. You know, he said, like last week, he said, a lot of times I was just holding on the wall to make sure they was coming out the break. You know, that's just a young quarterback not really trusting it as much as he should, you know?
Yeah, it was. There was so much. We're talking to Ron Veal, Justin Fields' quarterback coach, since the sixth grade, had about 15 or 16 sessions with Justin this offseason. And, you know, we've been talking a little bit about this on the show. So this upcoming year, it will be Justin's third offense in 3 years. There will be a new, you know, he loses Allen Robinson. There's uncertainty with the wide receiver core, the offensive line. Like, it's his second year in the league. You're supposed to make a big jump from year one to year two. What is reasonable to expect from Justin this year, given the circumstances of the situation around him?
Well, I think all of that is out of his control, first of all. And I just think he has to prepare and get himself ready to play each game, you know, Sunday by Sunday. And let those guys know that they're professionals and that they'd be ready to play as well. And then go out and perform. And I hope that's what the game plan would be for us. Like, really understand what I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to do it week by week, prepare myself week by week, and be ready to play on Sunday. So, and he can't control that part of the game. He just has to control what he can control.
You've been around football so long, though, Ron. Like, so you said he was pissed about the game plan for Cleveland. Like, in your mind, what is the best situation to make Justin Fields be successful?
I think just let him play and be himself and live with some of the mistakes that he will make. And then, you know, he's going to make plays in the game, and he's going to not make plays. But I think he just continue to build on the success that he has. And just know he's a young quarterback.
You know, we got a chance to talk to him a couple times last year and really enjoyed it. So smart. You know, I mean, you've known him forever. So smart and so solid. And he stayed so classy and so respectful when, frankly, as the year went on, it was just like, man, what is this coach doing? He's gone now. But it's like, it's just, it never really seemed to change to fit the quarterback. You know, did you feel that way at all, that like they weren't adjusting to fit Justin and what he does well quickly enough?
Yeah, on certain games and certain situations, I felt that. But, you know, you're not in the locker room, you're not in the meetings and how they're teaching things. So I'm kind of hesitant about speaking about those kinds of things because I played ball and a lot of people play ball. So you don't really know what's going on in the coaching room.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to say, you know what? He has a new beginning, new start, and you know, he go from there.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But it, like, in a general sense, sometimes coaches are trying to do whatever their brilliant vision is instead of actually coaching the talent, right? We see that all across the league from time to time.
Yeah, you do. And you just have to sit back and say, why would they do this or why would they do that? But the explanation still won't fit my narrative. It has to fit their narrative. And all he can do is keep working. He keeps working and keep playing. That's it.
How'd the connection look with Mooney and Komet?
Good. They were solid. It was they came down for a couple of sessions. They were real good. Mooney's real good, and the tight ends, he's really good. Both of them are solid pieces to their team.
We're wondering about Mooney being, you know, the quote unquote number one receiver. You've seen a lot, right? You've done a lot of these workouts before with NFL wide receivers. What do you think of him?
Oh, I think he's the real deal. I know he can fly. He has great hands, and he's very detailed in his route running. So I think he has the ability to do that.
It's pretty amazing that you've been able to work with Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields together for so long, and they have known each other for so long, been rivals for so long. You ever pit them against each other? You like when you're coaching Justin, you ever say, oh, you know, Trevor looks good when he does that? Or when you're coaching Trevor, you ever say, Justin's really coming along well, you know?
No, I never did that. Because, you know, both of them had their separate personalities and the way they worked out. So it was good to be able to do that. And I appreciate every morning, you know, moment that took place. So I never did that, though.
So just sum it up here as we're talking to Justin Fields and his quarterback coach, Ron Veal, since the sixth grade. Ball security, speeding up his drop, speeding up his delivery from session one to session, you know, 15 or 16. How would you grade his progress?
About a 1 in 10, 1 to 10.
Sure.
I go 7.58.
Okay.
We'll take it.
Yeah. Biggest thing he still needs to work on?
Just being consistent. You know, being able to play four quarters. You know he's going to have his ups and his downs, but try to push through those things and be consistent with what he's doing.
Ron, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate the insight. We'll be calling again soon. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Y'all guys have a good day.
Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.